Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I say your name.
I am
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To support and defend.
To support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And to bear true faith.
And bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I will obey.
That I will obey.
The orders of.
The orders of.
The President of the United States.
The President of the United States.
And the orders of.
And the orders of.
Those officers.
Those officers.
Appointed over me.
Appointed over me.
According to regulations.
According to regulations.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
And the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
So help me God.
So help me God.
We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I, the armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. The timing of this holiday is quite deliberate in terms of historical fact, but somehow it always seems quite fitting to me that this day comes deep in autumn when the colors are muted and the days seem to invite contemplation. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise, but most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. In memory of those who gave the last full measure of devotion, may our efforts to achieve lasting peace gain strength. Let us make a vow to our dead. Let us show them by our actions that we understand what they died for. Strengthened by their courage, heartened by their value, and borne by their memory, let us continue to stand for the ideals for which they lived and died.
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it. I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
generation of men and women have kept America safe, don't carry a badge or wear an emblem. You can't tell by just looking at them. So I ask you, what is a veteran? This is not my doing. This is something I came across, but I want to share this with you. What is a veteran? We are the cops on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia sweating 2 gallons a day, making sure that the armored personnel carrier was fully fueled. weapons were removed from the wagons, and they were placed 6 to 8 feet apart on that ground. 30 soldiers with the Union Army, 2nd Missouri State Militia, were drawn up in a single line facing the row of coffins that were laid on the ground. The arrangements were completed. The doomed men knelt upon the grass between their coffins and the soldiers, while another pastor, Reverend R.R. Rhodes, offered up a prayer. At the conclusion of this, each prisoner took his seat upon the foot of his coffin, facing the muskets, which a few moments were to launch them into eternity. 100 spectators had gathered to watch, to see, and to witness this scene take place. The stillness of death pervaded the place. The officer in command now stepped forward and gave the words of command: ready, aim, and then fire. Point number 3. Veterans are willing to pay the ultimate price. Look at verse 46. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Jesus didn't shrink back from his responsibilities. He didn't shrink back from his commitments. He went all the way, even to the point of death. Jesus gave it all for you, for me. And he told us about this. He told his disciples before this even took place. He said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." And then Paul, picking up on this, when he was writing to the church in Rome, he wrote this in Romans chapter 5. He said, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." Two more verses, he said, "But God shows his love for us in that while we